You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now.
And you can get live pricing on all home appliances
at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
Good morning, Coasties.
Oh, this is a bit nice, isn't it? The Thursday before a long weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, I love my job, so I'm mourning the fact that we're not going to be here. I love getting up at 4 a.m. I'm going to miss that. You know what I'm going to do when it's holidays time?
What?
I'm going to wake up at the same time and just have... I've got a fake microphone and I'm just going to pretend. Just going to pretend.
You're
lying. Actually, we're taking the team. Well, we're all taking a week off next week, actually.
We are indeed.
But Akmal, you're going to keep on working because you're actually broadcasting to us live from Melbourne at the moment for the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
That's right. I have to work because I was not careful with my money. So, yes,
but
I'm doing a show.
But you also love it and you're a great comedian and it's great that you're going to be there for the International Comedy Festival and bring the lols to the world.
Yes, I love the festival. It's a great vibe here in Melbourne and there's a real buzz as usual. And I did my first show last night. I showed up on time and finished on time. What more could anyone ask for?
Well, were you wearing pants?
Oh!
There's always one thing. Now, look, at today's show, we've got a very special interview planned.
Yes, and a special surprise for you, Akmal.
Yeah, with a special surprise for Akmal.
John Williamson?
Well, maybe. Well, we'll see.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm intrigued.
Look, yes. Also in today's show, we've got another double pass to give away to Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Lionel Richie, you got to become a club member, though. 2gofm.com.au is where you become one of those.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Akmal, yes. I have found a new vocation for you if you decide to give up comedy or if you decide that you don't want to do the show with me anymore.
Well, there's a petition wanting me to give up comedy, but I've ignored it over the years. Yes.
Well, there's a US company called Abyss Real Dolls. Now, we've talked about dolls on the show before. There are, it seems to be a whole new sort of thing that people are enjoying dolls.
It's the way of the future. We don't need people anymore.
No.
You know, with their whinging and whining and talking. And
their
wanting...
real body parts.
That's right, real body. Who needs that? You know?
Well, apparently now there is a male sex doll for the ladies. So this one is for the ladies. In the past, we've talked about the dolls for the men. This one is a male doll.
Right.
But this one cracks hilarious jokes and gives women conversations, has romantic phrases and song lyrics and love poems and welcome messages.
And a penis?
Well, I'm not sure. I can't see a photo of it.
No, this probably not necessary.
Well,
that's women don't are not into that kind of thing anymore. They're just into poetry and music. And
I imagine it does have a doodle. Well, yes. You would imagine if it is called a sex doll that it would have a doodle.
Well, it doesn't mention that. It mentions music, jokes, and
romantic phrases.
And I look, take it from me, man. You know, people say, "Oh, women love." You know, that nothing turns a woman on more than a good sense of humour.
Mm.
I'm here to tell you that's not true. That's never been true.
Oh, I love a good sense of humour. That's why I'm into Matt, because he makes me laugh.
Yeah, but I bet there's something else that overrides that.
I'm not going into that on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Apparently these dolls are apparently quite good looking and they have pert nipples. Now, that's where I started to pay attention because I know you have quite pert nipples yourself, which you talk about quite a bit.
Yes.
So
I'm obsessed by my small nipples. Maybe I'm a sex doll.
Well, I was thinking you could do this. This could be your backup plan. You could be one of these male sex dolls because you don't have to have long conversations.
No.
You know?
I got the jokes part and
You got the nipples.
I got the nipples. Good looks. Well, that's debatable, but, you know, my mum says I'm good looking.
Well, I think this is your plan B, sir. So,
yes.
You know.
All right, ladies, you're going to hire me out for the weekend.
Beautiful.
I'm not cheap.
No.
No. Actually, I am cheap. I'm very cheap.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Honky Tonk.
All right, this is our Thursday game and the lovely Ricky from Blue Bay has joined us to play and I am very happy that you're enjoying these games, Ricky. Thank you.
Yes, I am enjoying them, actually. It's very good.
Oh, you're awesome. Okay, so what kind of car are you driving, Ricky?
I'm driving the new VF Commodore.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's a bit nice.
What? Yes, it is, actually.
What colour?
It's white with graphics on it.
Oh, man. Nice. See, that's such a girl question, isn't it? What colour is it? But I think it's important. I think it is important.
It's funny when you see an ad for a car and they say, like, oh, such and such and such, and then white in colour. Well, what else is it going to be white in? Spirit?
Yes,
white in colour.
Ricky has a Holden white in colour, and he's about to play Honky Tonk. Now, you know how this goes. You have to complete the riff with the horn of your car. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Okay, Ricky, can we get you to test your horn first, please?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you can do that.
Great.
Oh, that sounds like a good horn.
Sounds like a brand new Holden right. horn is what
Here
it sounds
go,
like.
Guys. Here we go, guys. Here you go, Ricky.
Oh, that'll do, Ricky. That'll do.
Very good.
Yeah, that was awesome. Fantastic. Nice and strong, too. You didn't muck around. I like that. You were in for it.
No, I didn't muck around.
On you, Ricky. That's good.
Good stuff, Ricky. All right, mate. We're going to send you. How about we send you an Easter egg pack, all right, bud?
Yeah, that sounds great, guys.
Have a safe and lovely weekend, Ricky. Drive safe.
All right. Same to you. Thanks, guys.
I'm a bit worried about this game because I think it encourages road rage.
Oh, like you, I think it helps release the road rage.
Yeah, but, you know, say there's a guy in front of Ricky. Mm. Was it Ricky?
Yeah.
And then he says he doesn't listen to our show and he says, what the hell is this bloke beeping at me for?
Yeah.
And then Ricky gets punched and then we're responsible.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
I hope not.
Take it up with HR.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast. On 2GO.
This girl is getting a lot of flack, a lot of hate, which is not a good thing, but she's 16 and her mum bought her a present for her 16th birthday.
Is she Australian or is she from somewhere else?
She's from somewhere else, one of those loser countries.
Oh, like America.
Not Australian.
Like America.
Exactly, yeah. She's and so she posted her gift online and people hated her because her mum just bought her a $100,000 Range Rover.
I know. This is insane.
And she wonders why. And she looks like a little bit of a princess. Mm. You know, 16th birthday, and she's got the big fat eyebrows. What's with that, Mandy? What's with the whole big thick eyebrow thing?
I don't know. There's a whole I think women are kind of doing. People are actually getting eyebrows tattooed back on. People who pluck too much off are now getting them tattooed back on.
Don't pluck too much.
And don't get them tattooed on.
Stop plucking.
Stop plucking.
Don't pluck so much. And she's got the big thick thing, and which looks like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like, you know, like nature. They just pluck their eyebrows and then say, and then redo it, and then they got this permanent surprise look.
Yes.
And she looks very surprised, and I would be surprised if my mum never bought me a Range Rover worth $100,000.
No.
You know what my uncle Murad gave me for my 16th birthday?
What?
A comb. He gave me a comb.
For your hair.
I had hair back then.
Okay.
And he bought me a comb. He said, happy birthday, and he gave me a comb. That is a true story.
And were you, right? As a 16-year-old, like, really annoyed with that? Was that like...
No. I said, thank you, uncle. You know, I was very grateful for the comb because I had hair then, you know.
Yes.
If only someone would give me a comb now.
Yes. True. But, okay.
I wouldn't use it.
Well,
I'd be offended.
Can I tell you about my first car? This girl has got a $100,000 Range Rover. For my first car, I was 16 and mum and dad said to me, well, we don't mind helping you out. We're only going to pay half.
Yes.
And I said, no worries. I'll save up. So I saved up some money. I put in $450. They put in $450. And my first car was a Toyota Corolla, a little orange thing. And it was $900.
$900. Your parents said they'll pay half.
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say I want a Porsche?
Well, they knew it had to be a grand or under. I mean, we had this agreement. It was a cheap car. And the funny thing was, it was a manual, and I hadn't learned how to drive a manual, and we went to pick up this car. And Dad said, it was about half an hour's drive from my house, and Dad said, well, get in and start driving. You'll know how to drive it by the time you get home. So
if you get home.
He made me bunny hop the whole way home until I learned, and then that's how I learned how to drive a manual.
If you can't find it, grind it, they say. But everyone's got a strange affectionate part of their body for their first car.
Yes.
Usually the heart.
I
Didn't know where you were going with that then for a second.
No, it's a memorable moment. I bought my first car. I saved and saved and saved and bought. There's a place called Fair Dinkum Car Sales. And you know they're going to rip you off straight away, right? When it's called Fair Dinkum Car Sales. And I went in and he goes, mate, all these cars. He took me around the back and he said, all these cars, $1,000. You can pick whatever one you want.
Yep.
And so I picked one and he goes, oh, no, that's
$1,200.
Oh. And I said, oh, come on, man. Just because I picked it. And he said, all right, I like your face. I'll give it to you. Right? And it was a Mazda 323.
Nice.
And yeah, and it had the floor was see-through. Like there were big holes. It was so rusted on the driver's side. It was like the Flintstones.
Yay.
I bought the Flintstones car and it had like 2 weeks rego and it was so good.
Well,
but anyway,
let's do a bit of reminiscing right now. I really want to do this. Your first car, because look, back then there wasn't as strict regulations either. I mean, my first car was a real bomb. Probably shouldn't have been on the road. Let's do a bit of reminiscing with your first car. And how much was yours? $1,000?
It was $1,000, and as I was driving out, I kind of suspected it was a sus car because it just blew this black smoke. As I drove off Fair Dinkum Car Sales, I just filled his lungs with carbon monoxide.
All right, so $1,000 for you, $900 for me. The cheapest first car, maybe someone can top that. Maybe someone can top $900.
Oh, the dodgiest car.
Oh, the dodgiest, okay, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Dodgiest first car.
Yeah, all the tires were bald. and then my friend was laughing at me because I bought it and he urinated in my tank.
Oh,
that's
really?
Not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Well, it was a long time ago now. I've forgiven him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And it didn't really affect the car.
Top this!
That's what we're doing right now. 4-3-2-4-4-4-4. Cheapest first car.
Or dodgiest. If you can beat that, if you can top that, give us a call right now.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4.
Naomi from Lake Munmorah, tell us about your first car.
Okay, hi guys.
Hi.
Hello.
I had a Suzuki Carry my father bought for me. It was $500. And you used to put petrol in one hole and two-stroke oil in the other hole. You used to $8 to fill up.
Oh, it genuinely is like a lawnmower. So you put two-stroke fuel in this Suzuki.
Mm.
Oh, that is too funny. $500, that's amazing. Can we top that? Let's go to Craig.
These small cars are very good because, you know, when you get to a place where there's no parking, you just carry the car with you. Take it in.
Naomi, hold the line there. We'll give you some nuts, Amanda and Akmal nuts.
Yes, we definitely give you some nuts. And Craig from Erina, can you top that? What was the price of your first car, my friend?
Yeah, I bought a 1969 V-dub from the wreckers for $50.
Yeah.
It had a 6-volt battery in it. So as a young bloke, I put all the big stereo and all that in it. So Paul and mates be in the car. We'd be heading out to Blacktown or something and we'd turn the stereo on. You wouldn't have lights. You wouldn't have windscreen wipers. Just drained all the power out of the battery.
But you would have the bass.
Oh, mate, we have the best stereo. I bet. When you're driving.
Oh, Craig, that is fantastic. We're going to send you some nuts as well, Mandy and Akmal nuts, and a big bag of freckles for Easter as well, Mandy and Akmal freckles. That is amazing. I love a bit of first car reminiscing.
Everyone's got a soft spot for their first car. Thanks for the calls. You can call anytime, 4-3-2-4-4-4-4.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We got some happy news about Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, well, actually, it's just interesting news more than anything because there was a secret meeting between Kim Jong-un, of course, the North Korean leader, with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Let's say China.
Yeah, so, no, he took a train, which is really unusual for a head of state.
It is, actually. But,
and it was a long train ride, and there was an incident at the end because apparently Kim Jong-un, Opel card ran out of credit. So he wasn't going to get off the train. He got a fine and he just carried on.
Kept going.
And then he killed the inspector.
Just casually on the way out. It's like 25 hours, the train ride. So it was pretty big. And it was all very secretive. And then there were these photos. Did you see the photos of all of them? So the two leaders with their wives. And there was absolutely no emotion in the photos whatsoever. Everybody was standing there with their hands to their side. No shaking hands. Everyone very formal, very straight, no smiles. It was very contained. Everything was very,
very,
very contained.
Diplomatic
very
and
diplomatic.
Contained.
Exactly.
You know, I wonder if they like exchanged, sort of advice about hair cutting, and you know, Ginger Ping would have said, you know, I have a very good barber.
If you,
you should have a look at. I don't know why he's Russian suddenly.
But it does make me wonder about the small talk. Like, would they have small talk, or is it all too formal? Because, you know, I'd love to think that they're talking about, oh, did you see that cat meme, or, you know, what do you think of the Warner? Yeah.
What do you think of Black Panther? What a great movie.
What a great movie, yeah. Whatever, you know.
We've seen, apparently, Domino's have got a great special, 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Plus home delivery, that's good value, you know.
That's the kind of stuff I hope they talk about, but in actual fact, I think they just showed off their army.
Well, I read somewhere he's into Warner Brothers cartoons.
Oh.
Maybe that's how he views the world.
Kim Jong-un is into Warner Brothers cartoons. I heard he was into cheese.
What?
Yeah, I heard he was eating too much cheese.
You can be into both. You can watch Warner Brothers cartoon while you munch into a big bowl of cheese. Why not?
I think that they're blaming. He broke his ankle a while ago and he was overweight, and they reckon he was overweight because he was eating too much cheese.
Too much cheese.
I can relate. I can relate to Kim Jong-un, and I never thought I'd say that.
Hey, if I ever become a dictator, I'm going to eat a lot of cheese and watch cartoons. That would be it. That's all you'd need.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
April Fool is coming up. It's my favourite day of the year.
Is it? So this is Sunday.
Sunday is April Fool's Day. And it's, you know, it's a religious day for some because it's in the Bible.
Mm.
You know, Jesus said, thou shalt not lie unless it's on the 1st of April. It's well known.
And he's coming back to do it this year. Like, Sunday is the day he comes back.
Well, every day, yeah, he comes back, you know.
He rises from the dead on Sunday and he tricks everybody.
Yeah, it was the ultimate April Fool. Oh, I'm dead. No, I'm not. Ha ha. Sucked in. You thought I was dead, but I'm not. You know, it's people underestimate the joy that day can bring, you know, because it's not just about telling lies. It's also about pranks. Pranks are great. I mean, there's the standard pranks. There's like, you know, emptying the contents of a sauce bottle and replacing it with brake fluid, for example.
Oh. That's
you know, no, yeah. No. You know, when you see a fountain, just, you know, if you got a bottle of dishwashing liquid, pour the whole bottle in and just watch the laughter.
That gets,
watch that joy.
That happens a lot at Fountain Plaza in Erina,
Plaza. Oh, look, Dad, it's snowing. Yes, it's snowing. Good. But there are some interesting ones you can do that aren't, you know, so typical. Yes.
I was just going to say, my dad did one where, you know, those water fountains that you get at work with the big clear bottle on the top?
Yes.
My dad, when he worked at the council in Adelaide, put a goldfish in there.
Yeah.
And just waited for people to come and get their water.
I like
and
it.
And see the goldfish.
That joy that brings, it makes life worth living.
Doesn't it?
But you can do more elaborate ones. And this is, I'll tell you my favorite first, right? My favorite, this is, and please use this sparingly if you're going to do this, because maybe, and try and film someone, like, you know, secretly film them, because you can go back and watch it. What you do is say, you guys want some coffee?
Yeah.
I'll make you some coffee, right? So you go and, they'll hear the kettle boiling and they're sitting there waiting for their coffee, and you bring the mugs. But what you do is you bring empty mugs, right? And you walk like they're all full of coffee, and then you pretend to slip and you fall on them.
That's harsh.
Yeah. But this is the best bit, is when you film them, you go back and watch it and slow motion, and then freeze it on the moment where they really freak out. And it's the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing, I'm telling you. And
well, this is why people make you coffees and you don't make people coffees, Akmal.
Yes, I think this is true.
No, but try it. If you don't get the best laugh ever, you know, stop and ask people for directions. And just before they tell you, drive off. And just watch their face in the rearview mirror.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Akmal is joining us live today from Melbourne for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. He's down there working. He was away sick yesterday. And Mandy and I, we had a little chat to some very special people about a show that's coming here, for a little surprise for Akmal. All right, Mandy, it's time to cast our minds back a little bit to the days of some great old music like this.
You know what? This is the sound of my childhood. My mum and dad loved this style of music, and used to love doing rock and roll dancing as well.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of music that you can catch at Edelong Diggers April the 8th, because on show for our listening pleasure is Digger Ravel and Vicky O'Keefe, daughter of Johnny O'Keefe. We're chatting to them right now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
And Digger, that was you we just heard there.
Yeah, that was recorded with the Tommy Tico Orchestra in 1965, and it was a number one.
I'm excited because this is a real reflection of a bygone era.
So what kind of songs can we expect to hear on the night?
A lot of the old rock and roll, plus a lot of the songs that I recorded and had a bit of luck with. We do a little bit of country. I do a segment on Al Jolson. So it's really a mixture, and Vicky and I do a duet together through the show, and it's something there for everyone.
And Vicky, look, you're the daughter of Johnny O'Keefe, and I'm sure you've had a thousand of these questions over your years, but did that shape the way you grew up?
Obviously, we had a very colourful upbringing. Music was just part of my life, and entertainment was all pretty much the normal for us at home.
Mm.
And Dad being such an Australian icon, you know, it was always special for us, even just walking down the shops. He had one of those faces that everybody seemed to recognise.
Yeah.
So, we were very, very proud, and I guess it was a lot different to any other upbringing from any other sort of family where your father is a plumber or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You would have had a celebrity father your whole life, and obviously you've inherited the music gene.
Well, Digger and Vicky, Akmal's a big fan of John Williamson. Are you guys going to be able to do a cover of True Blue for us at all?
Well, I actually have learned a couple of verses and a chorus of that for you, and it's not something that I would normally do. But
No. I don't know why Akmal's become quite obsessed with the song.
Has he?
Yeah.
Any reason behind that?
I think he finds the lyrics, just the rhyming lyrics, a little bit funny, to be honest with you, the way it's didgeridoo, kangaroo. So how did you go with the song?
Yeah, I had to do my own interpretation, obviously, because my style is quite different to John's, but I hope that I have done it justice.
Well, I cannot wait to hear it. Akmal is going to be over the moon. Thank you so much for doing that for us, Vicky.
Okay.
And look, Vicky and Digger, thank you for joining us today. Wonderful to have a chat. Honestly, if you are a fan of the good old rock and roll, the best years of our lives, you can catch these guys at Edelong Diggers on April 8th. And I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous show. And thanks again for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Mandy. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to chat to you. Get your tickets. They're all available at Edelong Diggers. And they were super lovely. And Vicky, true to a word, just for you, Akmal.
Yes.
She did a cover.
This is Johnny O'Keefe's daughter has done a cover of your favourite song, Just
True
For You.
Don't say you've gone.
My God.
Say you've knocked out for a smoke hole.
It's actually really
and you'll
good.
Be back
yeah.
She's doing
later
a great job.
On. True Blue.
Oh, wow.
Hey, True Blue. Give it to me straight.
There you go, mate.
No, that's great.
We've got the full thing. We'll put it up on the catch up. You can listen later at 2gofm.com.au.
That's actually really good.
You know what she's done? She's turned it into an actual song.
Instead of a rhyme.
Hey, True Blue. I don't know. I missed that, but that's almost legitimate. You know,
unbelievable.
Great voice.
Yeah.
There you go. There's our surprise for you as you head into the long weekend.
What a great surprise. Thank you. I'm touched. I'm very touched.
I think from now on, if you want to be a guest on the show, we need
you
to make
it. You have to do a cover version. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
And, you know, we have got, you know, John Williamson's, you know, blessings to do this.
Yeah.
Not in so many words or in writing. But I feel that he would be very proud.
I feel a lawsuit coming on. That's what I feel.
He won't return my calls. I don't know what to do.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Today, the last winner of our Grape Escape is going to happen. Make sure you're a club member, 2gofm.com.au. Kale's a club member. He's listening at the moment.
Mm.
And if you win, you could be going to either the Barossa Valley, Yarra Valley or Hunter Valley. So become a club member right now, 2gofm.com.au.
Absolutely.
Hello, Kale.
Hello, Kale. So can I just...
Isn't Kale the superfood?
Yeah, it is.
So that's...
So you can eat him.
You can eat him, and he's good for you.
Make some kale chips.
Hey, talking about stuff to eat.
Yeah, speaking of food, that's a great segue there, an accidental segue. Thank you, Akmal. I found this article that freaked me out. It's about food that you and I probably have in our cupboards right now that can actually make you hallucinate. So this is probably a little bit of a public health warning, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know? It depends what how you view hallucinating.
Mm.
You know, it could be more of a clue.
Well, you know, I didn't know this, so I want to share it with everyone else because this is kind of interesting. So some of the foods that can make you hallucinate. Mm-hmm. Now, this won't surprise you, but really, really hot chili peppers. We're talking about the super, super hot ones.
Yes. If The Simpsons have taught us anything, remember that episode?
The merciless pepper of Quetzalcoatlingo or something, yes. Wasn't it?
I can see through time. I love that.
But they reckon scientists reckon it's not really the contents of the chili that make you hallucinate. It's more the sort of panic and the pain that make you hallucinate when you've had a really hot chili. This one's really interesting. Rye bread. So rye bread's come back in popularity since, you know, hipsters got hold of cafes.
Mm.
And rye bread apparently is a little bit susceptible to a particular fungus. And if your rye bread is tainted with this fungus,
mm-hmm.
it can give you a hallucinating
You know, people are going to experiment once they hear you say this. They're going to go
home. This is a public health warning. This is just
watch your rye bread.
If it looks like it's moldy, throw it out.
Not everyone is sensible, Mandy.
No, everyone is sensible.
We're not advising that you do this.
No,
please be safe.
I just found this fascinating.
Yes, hallucinate responsibly.
This one is the corker, right? This explains a lot about old people around the Central Coast.
Yeah.
Nutmeg. So I knew about poppy seeds. I knew poppy seeds are kind of hallucinogenic in large quantities, but nutmeg I didn't know about. Now, apparently nutmeg in large quantities can give you an LSD type trip for a couple of days.
Wow.
Which explains why Granny used to put so much nutmeg in the apple pies.
That explains hers. You thought it was dementia.
Granny was having a great time.
She was hallucinating. But you'd have to eat a lot of nutmeg before that happens.
It's true.
I mean, that's a big sacrifice. Mm. Cheese, apparently. Cheese. If you eat a lot of cheese, you don't actually hallucinate, but you have really vivid, surreal dreams.
Cheese dreams. I have a lot of cheese dreams.
Do you?
Yeah, because I eat a lot of cheese.
Well, that makes sense.
there you go. Public health warning.
Okay, watch out. Rye bread, chili peppers,
and just
nutmeg.
Check on your elderly.
and don't take acid.
Okay.
Yeah, be safe. Done. Be smart. Mm. Don't do drugs, all right?
Don't do drugs. Don't do nutmeg or cheese.
Or chili or rye bread.
Yes, or Egyptian food generally.
Your chance.
Stay away from mulochia, from kofta. These things can all make you hallucinate. Don't drive and eat falafel, exactly.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
You know what? There's so much space news. I could do a whole show on space news.
You love space news, and you because you are a space cadet.
This is true.
We should we should send you up sometime. Like we should get 2GO to pay for your space travel
on a rocket
with Richard Branson and the other guy.
Do you know? I think I'd be too frightened. I think I'd be too frightened to go into space.
Well, it probably won't come up, so don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Well, this is exciting space news for space lovers. Astronomers have discovered a galaxy with no dark matter. Now, just to put this into context, they reckon that there's so much more dark matter than there is actual matter in the universe. So it outweighs actual matter by about 5 to 1. And astronomers don't know what this dark matter is and what it consists of. But what they do know that is, until now, they have had all their discoveries of galaxies have included dark matter. Now they've discovered a very distant galaxy that has no dark matter, and it's a big deal.
We have to take these people's word for it. I can't disprove that.
No.
They say, there's no dark matter, and fair enough. I didn't even know what that means.
Mm.
I have no idea.
I don't really know what it means either. It's just kind of the opposite to actual matter.
What's the difference? What about it doesn't matter? that's most people's attitude.
It does matter. What if that's the answer to the question of, you know, the universe?
Well, what's the difference between and the existence of dark matter and the non-exist? Can you tell the difference? Here we have these two, you know, it's like a survey and you have to say which one has got the matter and which one doesn't have the matter. You wouldn't be able to tell. What's the difference?
No,
I don't get any of it. It's so
anyway,
it's
they thought that galaxies formed inside dark matter blobs, but now we're finding out that maybe not. Maybe the dark matter blobs is not how we formed at all.
What this does that even mean? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but it's fascinating and it's a big deal for people who like space
stuff. Oh, yeah. People who know what that actually means is probably interesting, remotely interesting. And that's why scientists don't have girlfriends. Because they talk about this. No, they don't. You
because
meet
they
any
talk
scientist.
About Galaxy NGC 10S2.
Don't invite an astrologer, an astronomer. Astrologers are much more interesting. But astronomers, if you want the party to end very quickly, just send an astronomer in to talk about dark matter and watch people just disappear. Oh, is that the time? I got to go.
Okay.
And he'll say, well, time doesn't actually exist.
You're making me paranoid about my segment now.
No. I'm just saying
time doesn't. Turn off when the space news starts.
Well, you know, if time doesn't exist,
anyway,
we can talk forever.
If you want to seem intelligent this weekend, if you're going to a dinner party, just say, hey, did you hear they've discovered a galaxy that doesn't contain any dark matter?
And just walk off. So they don't ask you any questions.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I don't think you were a particularly rebellious teenager. Were you a rebellious teenager?
No, I was very good. I was an altar boy at the Coptic Orthodox Church.
Yeah.
Used to get Holy Communion and just, you know, pray and all that stuff.
I was an altar girl until the Pope said the girls could no longer be altar girls and he wanted only boys. And I wrote him a very stern letter as a 9-year-old girl saying, how come girls aren't allowed to be altar boys anymore?
Well, Catholic priests prefer boys.
Oh, no. Don't.
What? Well, you just said.
Okay,
let's move on.
But the reason I ask about whether you're rebellious or not is because my daughter Coco, who's 19, is having a party this weekend.
Yes.
Now, she's a pretty sensible girl and her friends are great, but there's always, as a parent, there's always that tiny little moment, that little seed in the back of your mind that goes, oh, I wonder if things are going to get out of hand, you know? Because I'm not going to be there for the party and I'm actually not going to be at home that night. I'm just going away for that night.
Yeah, but she's 19. She's not seven.
I know, but there's always those moments that get out of hand. And with Facebook involved and stuff, you just worry that there's going to be a group of people that just lob over and then all your stuff gets smashed.
Like What's your most valuable thing?
I'm not going to tell you what my most valuable thing is. Otherwise, people are going to come over and take it.
Well, I've been to your house. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Oh, you're horrible.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you live very basically, and I like that. And so what can she smash? You know, like,
particularly nice. I've got nice stuff.
Yeah, you got a couple of nice mugs, which, you know, if she breaks them, I'll buy you some new ones. And, you know, what else? Well, you got like...
Well, okay, did you have parties at your parents' house when they were away, Mandy?
Yeah, I did. And
I think you would have had some rages.
I did. I had a couple of nights where we cracked open mum's cooking sherry and had friends sleeping over and people arriving at midnight and all sorts of stuff. But, you know,
You were 37 when that happened.
Yeah. But, you know, I just want to ask this morning, what did you get up to when mum and dad went away? And I want us to reflect on our own lives because this is pre-Facebook, right? So now with Facebook, stuff gets out of hand and whatever. But, you know, when we were younger, we did sneaky stuff. Like we had to be a little bit more creative. And
Like what? What did you
do? Well, I snuck out of my window one night and met my friend out in the street. Which was, I was petrified. I was absolutely petrified because I was like really quite young. But we dared each other to meet each other at midnight. We dared each other. And then, of course, she did it the first night and I was too scared to. And she left a little thing outside my window to prove that she'd been there. And then I felt really bad. So the next night I had to sneak out and meet her.
You know, I'd be really scared to do that when I was a kid because my parents would have just locked the doors and not let me back in.
And not let you back in. All right. So what I want to know today is what did you get up to when mum and dad went away? Should I be worried about my daughter having a party? Maybe you got up to something when you were a teenager and mum and dad still don't know about it.
Oh, yes.
And that's the secret that lasts forever, you know?
All right. Okay. So 4324 4444. What did you get up to when mum and dad went away?
We've got Debbie from Booker Bay on the line. Debbie, tell us your party story.
When my parents were away, my dad used to be a big game fisherman and he had all this huge tuna in the deep freezer.
Yeah.
And so we got the freezer out of the got the tuna out of the freezer, and our driveway was really steep, and we rode the tuna down the driveway. Oh.
You rode a frozen tuna down the driveway.
Yeah, there's about three or four of them, and then I said to my sister, what are we going to do now? They're all messed up, and she goes, let's put them in the washing machine.
So you washed the tuna in the washing machine?
Dead set true. We put them in the washing machine and threw in a cycle and the tails were hanging out.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my friend, he had a paddle van, and he woke up in the morning down at Mona Vale Beach and he thought he got lucky. There's a tuna in the car.
Oh, dear. That's awesome, wow. Debbie. Hold the line there. We're going to send you along to Sherlock Gnomes. Join Cinebuzz and earn free movies only at Event Cinemas. Tugger.
That does sound like a scene out of a movie. That is fantastic, Debbie. Thank you so much. Rabina.
It's a movie I've never seen.
I know.
Yeah.
Ride the tuna. Rabina from Lizaro. What happened when Mum and Dad went to New Zealand?
When I was 16, so 31 years ago, they went to New Zealand, and on the first night, my brother actually wrote their car off.
Oh.
The old VV Commodore.
Oh.
Wrote it off in short. So anyways, but then I decided I wanted to have a party, so we ended up with over 200 people right through the house. You couldn't even move, and they smashed all the furniture, like the lounge room furniture. So we managed to get everything back together in the last, you know, a few minutes before picking them up from the airport. Thought we got away with it. About a week later, I'm out the front with Dad, and he goes, what's that? I said, what? And he goes, and here's a wine cask hanging out of the tree.
I can't believe you managed to get all the furniture back together in time.
We did. Wow. So actually, because it was those old lounges, like with the wooden legs and stuff, the two lounge chairs, the lounge, all got smashed, and we were hammering them back together. We even had the guy over the road helping.
You got away with it, Rabina. That is absolutely magnificent.
Emergency carpenting.
Yeah, carpentry, exactly. We're going to send you guys to the movies as well this weekend. Thank you so much, Rabina. Great to hear from you.
And that's why we love to hear stories. 4324444. You can call anytime. It's breakfast.
200 people. I'm worried.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
Talking about the weekend as well, Lionel Richie playing on the Central Coast here this weekend, Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing gig.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, you can catch Lionel Richie with special guest Chic featuring Nile Rodgers at Central Coast Stadium Saturday night. Tickets available at tickettech.com.au.
I hope you play some Commodores songs because there's some great songs from the Commodores as well.
I only have one question.
What's that?
Who's Nile Rodgers?
Nile Rodgers was with Chic, wasn't he? Anyway, that's a question for another time. We've got a 2GO club member on the phone. Shush.
I think you're guessing there.
No, shush. We've got Damien from Terrigal. Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, buddy.
Well
Damien,
done.
You're going to Lionel Richie on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. All night long.
All night long, baby. That's fantastic. Are you a fan?
I'm a massive fan. Going old school.
Oh, that's so good.
And by the end of the night, hopefully you'll be dancing on the ceiling somehow.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well done, matey. Thanks for being a club member. We really appreciate your input and enjoy that. I'll probably see you there.
I can't wait. It's going to be a great night.
Awesome. Beautiful. Thanks, Damien. And you can be a club member as well, 2gofm.com.au. You can win awesome stuff. Give us feedback on the music. And look, there are chances to win throughout the workday with Lionel Richie as well. So I think after the show, they might have some more too. Plus, after the show on the night, Lionel Richie, don't miss all the hits encore Saturday night from 11 as you head home from the gig.
Yeah, it'll be a great little encore as you're heading home. It's always
just
nice to sing along.
You can never get enough Lionel Richie.
Never.
Just like 3-hour concert. I want more.
Yes.
Turn us on and you'll get more Lionel Richie.
Correct.
And then you'll go home and you'll OD
on Lionel Richie.
What did this person die of? It's a Lionel Richie overdose. Yes.
We're losing him. Turn the channel.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the paint.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team. Peter Sterling.
Yes.
Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
Yes, and it's thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. G'day, Sterlo.
Hi, Sterlo.
G'day, Sterlo.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Happy early Easter.
Yeah, happy
you
Easter
too,
to
mate.
You too,
mate. Now, a lot of people don't realise this, but that introduction is used by Sterlo everywhere he goes. If the police stop him, they say, hey, mate, what's your name? You go, really? And he just plays that. And you go, oh, it's Sterlo.
When he goes to order a coffee, he plays it too. He goes, you don't know what my name is. Let me introduce myself.
Yes.
Yeah, if you ring me up, it's my voicemail.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Sterlo, the big news of the week, of course, is the cricket team and the ball tampering. I think Akmal has a question around this for you.
Oh, well, that worries me.
No. Before we get your thoughts on that, which is, of course, a huge story, I'm kind of racking my brain to try and think of a cheating incident in rugby league. The only thing I could come up with is the John Hopper-Whitey's unique tackling style. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah. I can't quite put my finger on that one. I'm a guy can't get on. I can't get on the soapbox. Ball champion's been a part of rugby league for a long, long time. Unfortunately, not always on the paddock. But I doubt the sandpaper's been used. Not that I can speak with any voice of experience at all.
There would have been plenty of ball tampering during the scrum, I would imagine. But what are your thoughts? I mean, are we being too hard on these guys? I feel we are. I feel we're, you know, I mean, how much more can you punish someone? It's a bit, I mean, you know, everyone makes mistakes, right, Sterlo?
Yeah, look, I think the difference for this, if we are getting serious, guys, is the fact that, look, it's gone on. Other players have done it from other teams, but it's never been premeditated that we know of. And then when found out, we didn't really put our hand up and say, yeah, you got me. We tried to cover it up again. And I guess the thing is that we, you know, our national identity, we kind of consider ourselves to be a sporting nation full of good sports. And that's kind of taken a bit of a battering over the last few days. And it's, in the eyes of the world, you know, we're not who we claimed that we were.
Yeah,
We will get back up there, I reckon. You know, in a few months' time, people will go, what ball tampering? I don't remember that at all.
Oh, I don't know. I think this is going to go down in history as a big one. But, you know, I mean, hopefully this means that there will be a change of culture and that maybe we'll get our act together a little
Sterlo,
bit.
Sterlo, what's going on with your tips for the weekend, mate?
Yeah, look, a couple of standout games, some injury concerns this weekend. But the standout games for me, Cowboys-Panthers tonight up in Townsville. Penrith, no Nathan Cleary, they're going to miss him. I think the Cowboys can sneak home. Both last start losers, so they're looking to bounce back. And the other one, surprisingly, Roosters-Warriors. Might be the most entertaining clash of the weekend. The Warriors, their best ever start to the season, but the Roosters flexed their muscles last week and showed why, in many people's eyes, they are the premiership favourites.
Yeah, go to the
guys, and I'm off to Townsville.
Oh, very good. Well, enjoy your weekend. Travel safely, Sterlo. Thanks for joining us again. And if you missed all the tips, you can catch them on our Facebook page. Everything that Sterlo thinks, every team that Sterlo thinks is going to win will be up there.
Yeah, the full tips at 2GOFM. And I've got to say, big thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
That does it. We're out of here. We're actually going to be on holidays until April 9th. Monday we'll be
back. That's right. We didn't take next week off. And it's mainly because you're at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, Akmal.
Yes, I am. And that's where I am.
You are you're doing a really long run. How many shows do you have?
About 700. Feels like it. Yeah.
Well, it goes for about a month, doesn't it, at the Comedy Festival? So you'd probably be busy most nights.
No, I'll be busy most nights, and I'll be sleeping for the rest of it.
So, yes.
You know, that's my show, in fact. I just come in, bring a bed, and just nap. It's a sort of a experimental comedy.
Yeah, well, didn't Andy Warhol do a movie that lasted for 12 hours, which was just of him sleeping or something?
Andy Warhol, he's done everything. But I had the idea first.
Yeah. You did. Yeah. Well, good luck with your run of shows. Chookers for your show tonight. Join you at the Melbourne Comedy Festival Monday, April 9, where we will be broadcasting live and bringing the comedy to the coast. I'm very excited about this.
It's going to be a great month of us being there and talking to our friends and well-wishers and funny people. all over Melbourne. It's a great time to be here, actually.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm very excited to bring all the lols to the coast.
And just a reminder, everyone, that double demerits are in force at the moment. Please, if you are going away for the long weekend, if you are having holidays like us, extended holidays, please take care on the roads.
Yeah,
take care.
It's a notorious time for horrible things. So
that's
drive
responsibly, drink responsibly, don't take drugs at
eat
all because they're illegal.
Eat chocolate responsibly.
Eat chocolate responsibly. Eat nutmeg responsibly. And there's also, you know, just because there's double demerit points, don't think that the opposite applies. There's no double merit points if you do the right thing, unfortunately.
Right.
But we should bring that in.
We should.
I reckon. You
and
know,
look,
come
if,
on.
If you're looking for some tunes to listen to while you're on the road, you can hear this great cover that happened today.
True Blue.
Oh, stop it, widow.
Don't say.
It is Vicky O'Keefe, the daughter of Johnny O'Keefe, joined us on the show, did a cover of Akmal's very favourite song, True Blue. It's available at 2gofm.com.au.
Look, if you don't want to listen to that, you just keep it on 2GO for the 80s all weekend.
Who doesn't want to listen to that?
I don't want to listen to that. I'd rather listen to the 80s, mate. I'd love to.
Hey.
I want to listen
she's
to Duran
singing,
Duran.
She's singing
Bowie.
Well. I like that song because it sounds like this. Hi, True Blues. Is it me or is
it
you?
That's for sure. She definitely has. All right, well, have a safe weekend.
Catch up there, yeah.
Take good care.
Mickey D's up next. He's got the excellent 80s kicking off, and we're all going 80s all long weekend for Easter. TGO's excellent 80s. 80s songs better than chocolate, they say.
Devo.
He's kicking that
just up and Duran. Girls on Film.
Tears for Fears.
You spin me round like a record, baby. Round, 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 round.
And on
crack that whip.
Note, on that note, we are out
Give
of here.
Give your mother slip. Slip your mother's back. But I get that.
We are out of here. We'll be back Monday, April 9th. We'll catch you then. Stay safe.
Bye.
Breakfast with Mandy Duckman on 2GO.
Bye.
Bye.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.